Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Stand with me tonight. I'm excited about this message. I say that every time. But it is good. I'm excited about every message from the Lord. Because let me tell you, this message is not only for me, it's for you as well. We're going to look at 2 Timothy chapter 2, and we're going to look at verse 1 through 4. I keep telling these guys I need something to lean on here, but they keep giving me this here. 2 Timothy chapter 2, we're going to read 1 through 4. Are you there? Yes. This is good. Hold on. It says, "Thou, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. In the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses." Boy, that's good right there. "That same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." Let's pray. Father God, we come once again just thanking you for this privilege and this opportunity to come and hear your word tonight. Lord, we pray that they don't hear me, but they hear thee. Lord God, I pray that I decrease and you increase. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Wow. Many call this Paul's battle cry. If you don't know, Paul was imprisoned many times. He was shipwrecked. He was beaten. But now, Paul is in a dungeon and he's telling Timothy some things that he wants him to do. You know, this is different from Paul's first imprisonment. Paul's first imprisonment, he was a political prisoner awaiting trial. This time, he is a condemned criminal awaiting death. The first time, he lived in a hired house. This time, he's huddled in a cold, damp dungeon. Paul's battle cry. The first imprisonment, he was visited by many. But this time, he's forsaken by all. Paul is telling Timothy some things that he wants him to do. First, he tells him, let's look at verse 1. He told him to be strong in the grace of Jesus Christ. Not your strength, but Christ's strength. Whenever we try to do things in our strength, we fail. Is that right? We can't do it in our strength. So what's so cool about this? Paul is in a dungeon. He knows he's going to die. But yet, he has hope. He is still trying to get the message out. And he is telling Timothy to be strong in the grace of Jesus Christ. If you don't know that we are in a war, how many people know that? And it's a spiritual war. And we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. I'm going to try to take my time here tonight. Amen. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Are you there? "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Look at our society.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God. God's word is life.